an all-encompassing EDM radio show featuring up-and-coming artists and tracks from around the world. Ozilla Radio is your stop for all-encompassing EDM.
Hey everyone, what's going on? We are back at it again with a brand new episode of Ozilla Radio. It is a special takeover tonight, as it is our monthly Lazuli Records takeover, and we were just knocked off last week by Mac G for a special Thanksgiving set. However, without digging too much into the past or focusing on what just happened, let's focus on what's coming up on the show. Well, first and foremost, tonight's special guest is Lazuli Records' very own Callum Parker. He's a techno DJ producer hailing from Sweden that combines both the melodic and driving sound of techno to create a hard-hitting and euphoric techno experience. He draws his inspiration from all corners of the musical spectrum and is always finding new and unique ways of making music. And the best part about it is that we had a chance to connect with him and ask him a few questions about his brand and how he essentially got into the scene. So without further ado, here's a recap of our conversation. Hey man, thank you so much for coming on the show. We wanted to ask you a couple questions, and our first one was actually how you got your name.
Callum Parker actually started out as Callum and Parker. It was a group between me and my brother. But we changed it when he left the group. The name came from a friend of ours who called my brother Callum Parker during an evening. And I liked the name, so I kept it and used it as our name for the group. But we changed it later when he left the group.
Oh, no way. Okay, right on. So, how did you get into the industry or the scene then?
I got into electronic music about 10 years ago, I think. My brother introduced me to like trance music. And I found a lot of different genres of electronic music, but we bonded over it and went to festivals. I started making music almost directly when I got into the genres, but I've just started releasing those tracks, and I have mostly perfected my own work since I started listening to electronic music, and it has been a long journey.
Very nice, very cool. And so, if you had to say, who are some of your major inspirations?
Inspirations? I have had many different inspirations from both electronic music and outside of electronic music. I grasp at every musical opportunity I get. But I think my music style is reflected of a lot of trance music that I got into in the beginning, and the newer techno sounds of like Anima and Space 92. But yeah, I take inspiration from all over the spectrum of electronic music and outside of electronic music.
Right on, right on. And now tonight is, of course, our Lazuli Records takeover. So we wanted to ask a question that relates towards how you connected with Aldo and the Lazuli label and their Broad Spectrum team. So how did you connect with that group, or how did you discover them?
When I released my first track, Hindsight, I realized that it was added to HeatScore's playlist on Spotify. And I gave him a shout out because I was surprised that he used it, and he told me that he had been using it in his sets, and I was so grateful for that. He also then just told me, do you want to release with us? And I said yes, and that's how I wrote Skyfire. It was a concept because I just gave him two songs and said, which one do you like most, because they were kind of different. But I like both of them. But we kind of find out that there was a common theme among them. So I basically just release them as a concept album, because the one Astronauts is slower and it kind of builds up to Skyfire with the whole leaving Earth to the Earth being engulfed in flames by Skyfire. So that's how it came out as a concept EP.
Love it, love it. And now we just want to wrap things up here. So very quickly, what's next for you in your career?
Well, there's a lot. I have a ton of music lined up, both that has release dates and upcoming. Some of them are in this set. And some are still in the ballpark of what I'm doing right now, mixing melodic with hard-hitting techno. But some of them are a bit experimental, and I think that's kind of what I want to try. I want to try to do different kind of things, and hopefully it might lead to some other aliases or something else. I think it can be fun to see what people are into that's maybe not just techno.
Love it. And for those of you who are listening at home right now, you guys are in tune for an exclusive mix of Ozilla Radio. Brand new show brought to you in part by Lazuli Records. It's Callum Parker taking over. Stay locked and loaded with Ozilla Radio on all of our social media channels. That's OZILLARADIO, all one word. Facebook, Instagram, Mixcloud, Twitter, Twitch, SoundCloud, etc., etc. We post all of our past shows on SoundCloud. We are most active on our Instagram, and we have more details and news coming for you, so stay locked and loaded with us, because stuff is coming out November 16th.
I just wanna dance all night. looked at him, and him looked back at you. I felt the pain, I went insane, and knew there's not much I could do. I saw him look at me, but then I looked at you. Just grab my hand, he'll understand. Let's dance like 1992. Girls, don't need nobody. 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 I'm not afraid to die.
I definitely would still be here. secrets afraid.
In the Band of 22, life secrets are free. In the Band of 22.
Thank you. We'll be right back. ritmo della melodia.